It's only fitting that we have today here with us the United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Thank you very much. This is probably one of the most difficult remarks I've ever had to make, following Senator Roberts and all of the distinguished speakers who have basically covered the waterfront in terms of thanks, in terms of acknowledging the importance of this particular facility. Let me say at the outset, this is going to be a world-class facility with world-class researchers confronting world-class problems and threats and resulting in world-class solutions. Its impact will be profound. Make no mistake, it's obviously a great day for American agriculture. It's a great day for our country. It's an opportunity for us to reassure the American public that we're going to continue to have the safest, most affordable, and most accessible food supply in the world. It's an opportunity for us to continue a tradition in this great state of sending a message not just within the U.S., but outside of the U.S., that we're prepared to help the world deal with threats and challenges to their food supply. So it's an important day. But I want to take this opportunity to make you think for just a second about exactly how significant this really is. And it allows me to talk about how important American agriculture is to all of us. You see, the reality is that when you have a facility like this and you can reassure American farmers of the capacity to deal with disease and pests before they become a problem, before they jeopardize our supply, you essentially reassure the American public that they'll continue to have the most affordable food in the world. Now, that allows them to have the freedom with their paychecks and their salaries to pursue other opportunities, to invest, to put money aside for college, to build a bigger home, to buy a nicer car, to put money aside for retirement, essentially to fuel this economy, central to our capacity to be the strongest nation in the world, is the fact that we have to have the greatest agriculture in the world. And on top of that, every single person who is here today who is not a farmer owes an extraordinary debt to those producers. Because you see, we all have delegated the responsibility, the most important responsibility we have, to feed our families to a relatively small number of Americans. And we now have been free to pursue other opportunities, to be a researcher, to be a college president, to be a football coach. And far too infrequently in this country do we acknowledge that. To me, what this great facility represents is not just the persistence of your great delegation and the captain of your team here, Senator Roberts, not the leadership and the vision of your governor and the legislature, not the commitment of the local community. To me, this is a profound statement about the future and the belief that America can confront any problem, provide solutions to the most vexing challenges. It's a reinforcement of the fact that America is a can-do country. And finally, it's important to also recognize what Senator Roberts touched upon, which is this is a profound and strong statement to the young people of Kansas, to the plains area of this great country, to the rural parts of this country, that the future leaders, the future developers, the future visionaries can come from all towns of all sizes in all parts of this great country. It's an opportunity for us to reinforce that young people have a future in agriculture, a future in rural America. So this is an important day for the USDA. It's an important day for our researchers. We're looking forward to the opportunity to be in this great facility. And Senator, just so you know, put your mind at ease, Frankie, who graduated with honors from Kansas State, then did her graduate work at Iowa State. And maybe she'll come back and be the head of this facility once it gets built. This is a great day for all of us. We should celebrate it, and we should appreciate all those who made it possible. Thank you very much.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson.
Thank you very much. Senator Roberts, Senator Moran, Governor Brownback, members of Congress, Mayor, President Schultz, when I walked up on the stage with my colleague, Tom Vilsack, and we saw all the important people on the stage, he leaned over to me and said, "Did you remember to bring the check?" And I didn't bring the check with me today. But I will say this. Kansan Bob Gates, former Secretary of Defense, my one-time boss, used to tell me all the time, any day out of Washington is a good day. And this is a good day because of what we are achieving today, the milestone we are marking today. I can attest that I first learned of the importance of the MBAF from Senators Moran and Roberts when I was doing my courtesy visits after I was nominated to be Secretary of Homeland Security, and I had to be confirmed by the Senate, and I had an appointment with your two senators. My legislative affairs advisors said to me, if they say anything to you at all, if they introduce themselves, if they say their names, they're going to talk to you about the MBAF. And I said, what's an MBAF? And it was from them that I learned about the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility and the importance of this mission to Homeland Security. I went back to my office and I said to our staff, please tell me we are supporting and committed to this very important facility. And we are and we will be. The MBAF. The MBAF would not have happened without the partnership and significant contributions of Kansans at the federal, state, and local level. The MBAF laboratory will provide the nation with cutting-edge, state-of-the-art lab capabilities and help protect our food supply and the nation's public health. The MBAF addresses a serious vulnerability, biological or agricultural threats, deliberate or natural, could have a substantial effect on the food supply of this nation and have serious human health consequences. We will now be able to ensure availability of vaccines and other rapid response capabilities to curb any outbreak. Upon completion of the MBAF, our nation will now have the first bio-level 4 lab facility of its kind, a state-of-the-art biocontainment facility for the study of foreign animal and emerging diseases. The MBAF's design is the gold standard in biocontainment. The facility's design incorporates cutting-edge biocontainment technologies and leading best practices from the most secure facilities across this entire planet. In all, the MBAF is another critical part of our comprehensive efforts to secure the homeland. Ladies and gentlemen, I enjoy digging holes and shoveling dirt. I garden. Last Saturday, I planted several hundred impatiens in my own yard. Now, it's a laborious process. I dig, I turn around, my Karen Terrier destroys the hole. Sometimes he plants a bone there. But we march on, 2 steps forward, 1 step backward, but eventually we do get there. I want to thank everybody for all you have done and continue to do here to support this very, very important Homeland Security project. I want to congratulate this community, this state, and this university for an achievement well earned and for the hard fight that you put in to get here. Thank you very much.